Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Welcome back, everyone, to another amazing episode of the Power of Progress Mindset, Motion, and Momentum podcast. I am your lovely host, Scott. If it's your first time here, give it a few episodes. It does take a moment to get used to the cadence, the rhythm, how I talk, grip and rip it, just the unrefined, authentic style. It's not for everyone right away, but you will grow to love it after a few episodes. And if you are a returning guest, which I anticipate most of you are, look, I love it. I hope you love it. Let's just make this show better than ever. If you want to give it that amazing five-star review, it really does help the show on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. And also, the show is also on YouTube now. So if you like more of like that short-form content, 1 minute long, or some shorter YouTube videos that aren't the same necessarily the same content as this, get on YouTube. It's on there as well. Power of Progress. Just type my name in there and it should all pop up. You want to subscribe to that as well. All of this amazing free content for you. But today's episode is, should you do cardio? Yes, should you do cardio or should I do cardio, whatever, however you want to phrase it. This is something that people ask all the time. And all right, so like the reality is this is a very easy answer, but I do want to explain some of it and some of the nuance around it. Because essentially, if I'm being asked this question by a client, should I do cardio? Usually, there are two primary reasons why you're asking the question in the first place. Okay, so hopefully I hit on the question, the reason you might be asked this question. Number one is, will I lose muscle if I do cardio? And number two is, will I lose more weight if I do cardio? Great questions. Let's dive in to each of these and explore both of them on a surface level to see what makes sense for you. So, will you lose muscle if you do cardio? Well, the answer is yes and no, but realistically, no. Okay, realistically, you will not. Now, why do people think you lose muscle when you do cardio? Well, essentially, you're doing cardio, you are burning a bunch of calories, you're working out hard. As you're burning calories, the concept is that you won't be able to eat enough to recover the calories you burned. And therefore, if you're not eating enough, you can't build the muscle you want to build. Okay, like overall, that's kind of what they're saying. So the real example of this is like marathon runners. They are burning so many calories at one point that it's very difficult to maintain muscle during the marathon season, which I have not done the marathon, but a half marathon. So I kind of have a feeling for it. My friend does marathons and it's very similar. It's hard to lift weights while you do all this cardio and hard to maintain. And so it's also a timing thing. So there's a little nuance to it, but inherently they're burning so many calories, they can't eat it all back. And then essentially they're not going to be able to gain muscle because it's all this thing, right? So yeah. Like, sure, like you'll lose some muscle, but for like, again, if you're talking about doing 30 minutes, 20 minutes of cardio just because you want to do it, are you going to lose muscle? I don't think so. I think if you have, you're eating on point, eating enough calories, you're in surplus or you're in maintenance and you're making sure you're eating right, I think it's totally fine. I don't think you're burning enough calories and doing enough energy expenditure to worry about muscle loss. And by the way, if you feel like that's the case, I'd identify, go through your diet, make sure you're having what you're supposed to be having, and maybe you cut back a little bit on that if it's something you feel like it's an issue with. But overall, from my experience and what I've seen with clients is I can do an hour on the Stairmaster and be totally fine with muscle building and have no issues whatsoever. So I think this concept of I'm going to lose muscle if I do cardio, I'm not a huge fan of. Just from a very basic level, I'm sure there's more deep arguments out there, you know, against it. But overall, it's like, just do it. Who cares? Like, you're going to be fine. The muscle, you know, we're not bodybuilders. We're not physique builders. We're not, you know, we're not Division I athletes or something like that. We're just trying to stay in shape. So why are we worrying about the minutiae of losing muscle because I did a little too much cardio in one day? So inherently, I don't find it scary to do cardio. I don't find it scary to do any of these things. I just think that it is what it is. And we are going to go from there with it. The next thing is, will I lose weight if I do cardio? So the answer is yes and no. Realistically, I would say no if you keep it the same level of cardio as you just talked about. You kind of just do it casually. if you're going to do it from a, like you're really going at it, like a, obviously a marathon perspective. Yeah, you're going to lose weight if you're training for a freaking marathon and you're, you know, and you're burning all these calories and you're not eating it all back potentially. Like there's a potential chance you're going to lose weight. But cardio is not meant for the weight loss aspect of what you're doing. And therefore, it shouldn't be treated as such. Could you do it? Yes. For example, let's say you're eating in your caloric maintenance at 2,000 calories a day, and you lift some weights, and you do 20 minutes of cardio, and you burn an extra, you know, 150 calories. Well, inherently, you are now in a caloric deficit because of the cardio, which means you could then lose weight. So cardio as a supplement to losing weight is definitely plausible and definitely could be done. And that's totally fine. Like you can do that. Now, would I base my entire weight loss journey on cardio? No, I think that's where people kind of misfire on what they should be doing. You should not, I don't believe you should necessarily be using cardio as the end all be all of losing weight. Oh, I got to lose weight. Time to hammer up the cardio. Well, no, we should probably focus on what you're doing in the kitchen first and then use cardio as a supplement or a tool in the toolbox to then lose weight after that. You shouldn't be doing, I mean, not that you shouldn't be doing, but like to rely on doing 800 calories a day in cardio probably isn't the most ideal way to lose weight long term. And it probably will also overexert your body, which might make it harder, metabolically speaking and hormonally speaking, to lose weight as well. So there are negatives to doing cardio to lose weight, and it might cause too much stress on your body. Okay. You can do it, but realistically, you probably should not do it. Cardio is best when it's used for cardiovascular health. It gets the heart going. That's what it's for. All right. It can be used in other ways. It can be used for quote unquote muscle loss. It can be used for weight loss. It can be used for other things. But inherently, the way to use cardio is number one, for fun, because you're doing sports and things like that. You know, cardio doesn't have to be running on a treadmill or elliptical. It can be things like burpees and playing basketball. But it's meant for heart health. It's meant to keep your heart pumping at an appropriate level, to get your heart going at a certain level, X amount of minutes a week, for general health, to clear the arteries, get blood flowing faster. Lifting is great for a lot of other things. It's also good for that. But pure cardio is very, very good for that. And that's what it should be used for. So it's heart health. That's why going on a brisk walk is so beneficial, because it gets the heart rate going. It gets the heart activated so that it's working harder, which does a lot for your body. And then you feel better, you're healthier, so on and so forth. Your heart isn't healthy when it's not working. And cardio is a great way to get it working. Is lifting weights a great way? Yes, but we're talking about cardio. So just, you know, going on that. So inherently, I wouldn't worry about losing muscle if you're doing an appropriate amount of cardio. Just do a little bit, right? I think they say, like, what is it, 150 minutes a week. I think it's exercise, but if you even go off that scale for just cardio, I think you'll be totally fine on not, quote unquote, losing muscle mass. As long as you're still lifting your weights, eating appropriately, think you're going to be okay. And if you're trying to do it to lose weight, I don't recommend it as a long-term play. Maybe if there's short spurts of things you can do. For example, I'm guilty of this and I still do it, is before Thanksgiving, what I will do is I will do a crap ton of cardio. I'll do 800-900 calories worth of cardio, and then I'll go eat all the food because I have all that extra calories I burned. But I only do it for a day. I'm not doing that as a general weight loss guide. So could you do it? Sure. Do I recommend it? Not necessarily. I think you can use it as a tool in the toolbox to use it. So should you do cardio? Yes, from a health perspective. Should you do it to lose weight or to, you know, avoid burning muscle? No, I would ignore those things generally. Use them as a tool in the toolbox, and I wouldn't overly worry about it and concern yourself with the nuance of it. But I did want to go through it because I do think it's valuable to understand what cardio is good for. Again, heart health, not about necessarily losing weight, and I wouldn't worry about muscle loss. So to answer the question, should you do cardio? Yes, but for other reasons than you were probably asking the question for. All right, so I hope you enjoy today's amazing episode as per normal. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and or give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you are someone looking for someone to help you out with your programming, to get you started, to get you going from point A to point B so you can become the master of your own health, get on my calendar for a free 30-minute power call where we go over everything that you're going through, figure out if we can work together one-on-one. At minimum, you leave that call with some amazing action steps so that you can improve your life for the better. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you on the next one. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.